the 815 at 8:15 on 95.3 The Bull.
Yes, you can always talk about donuts. Anne-Marie Walker from the Discovery Center Museum is here. Hi, Anne-Marie. How are you?
I'm good.
Thank you for bringing our very cool sun catcher official.
Sun catcher, sun blocker. What do these glasses do? I can't see you right now, but what do these glasses do?
So, yeah, so they block out those harmful rays. So, you might remember as a kid, you were told, maybe your mom or your grandma, you know, never stare at the sun.
Right.
There's a reason behind that. I mean, it really can hurt your eyes. And so I think, you know, especially during a solar eclipse, when you think, oh, it's getting darker and it's safe and I'll just watch this whole thing. It really is a danger to your eyes, can cause permanent eye damage. So it is important to wear eclipse glasses and to wear what are called ISO certified glasses.
Are these the official ones, not knockoffs, fake?
These are official.
Yeah, okay, because that's a big thing.
The Discovery Center.
These are the real deal.
That's a big thing on the internet. People are buying wrong glasses. They're just making money. It's a scam.
So they have to be ISO certified. These glasses, mm-hmm. and these are. They have the little stamp on the inside, ISO, with a little globe looking thing on there. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't have that,
then definitely don't wear them.
Don't look at the sun.
Don't look at the sun.
All right. Well, that being said, we need to find out more details about the solar eclipse. We can do that at the Discovery Center this weekend?
Yeah. So we're going to have, the eclipse, right, is on Monday.
Right.
We're going to have kind of a preview event so that children and families can learn a little bit more about eclipses in general and kind of what to expect on Monday and how to, you know, if they're going to observe it, how to do it safely.
That's pretty cool. Because I think as a kid, like, you hear these buzzwords, you hear the word eclipse, you know kind of what's going to happen, but like, they have a bigger understanding of it, the science behind it, and have a more hands-on experience with it is cool. And that's happening this Saturday, right?
That's right. Well, and you guys know, anytime there's an opportunity for us to impart a little science on the world, and certainly, you know, grab a hold of things that maybe are out in the news or are happening in the world and kind of translate that for children and how that might impact them or what that has to do with them and the world around them.
Yeah.
Then we love to be able to do that. So solar eclipse, perfect example.
What does that look like this weekend? What can we expect at the Discovery Center?
First thing is we've got about, I think, 600 pairs of glasses that we'll give away to people who come to the event.
Okay.
So, well, supplies last.
Thank you.
By the way, we do have a supply of glasses for sale in our gift shop right now.
Okay.
They are selling pretty quickly, but I know we've still got some in stock, and I think they're charging $1.50 for them. So
okay.
Pretty local, affordable.
Don't go on Amazon.
That's right. Yeah. Right. And, you know, and then you know they'll be safe.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
So that's a good thing to do. But anyway, we've also got a new digital planetarium system. And we're going to have new special eclipse shows, really cool stuff, you know, high def images. And we're going to be having those on Saturday from 11 to 3, like every half hour, so that hopefully as many people can see it as possible. So we'll have those going on. We'll be making some solar ovens and showing children how to make their own solar oven.
That and sounds then we'll devious.
It's like a little, what is that, Susie Homemaker oven? You know, where you put a light bulb on, you're battering, and it makes brownie.
Easy bake oven. There you go. What did you call it?
Susie Homemaker.
That's fine.
Susie Homemaker.
All right, well, regardless,
you might get some comments about that one.
You caught the concept I was going for.
I did. I knew what you were saying.
Thank God she did.
Yeah. Anyway, yes, kind of like the Easy Bake Oven.
Okay.
And then children will be able to make little mini s'mores from them. And if the sun's not shining on Saturday for the solar oven to work,
sure,
we do have some heat lamps that we'll be able to kind of mimic the process. So.
Excellent.
Now, you mentioned it was all about science and such, but did I hear right that you are going to also have some audio for those who are sight impaired?
So there's a couple of different things going on in which you can kind of learn about it using your other senses. So one is called, one thing we have is called a light sound device, and they were developed by astronomers at Harvard for the specific reason of finding a way for people with low vision or no vision to still experience the eclipse. And so what it does is it converts light to sound.
Wow.
And so they made, I think 700 or 800 of these devices, gave them out to organizations that might be interested. So basically museums, schools, and libraries.
Sure.
So we received two of those devices. We actually built two more, and we'll have those available. And so, again, what we'll do, because it's not the official day of the eclipse, literally use a flashlight and kind of mimic, you know, kind of the moon coming in. Right, right. Covering it up, things getting darker. And that light is converted to sound, and then the sound, actually the pitch changes.
Yes.
That's so cool.
It's like really high pitch and it goes really low, like when an eclipse happens, and then it comes back up, so you can kind of feel with your other senses the moon passing over the sun.
It's kind of really is this how radio works?
Yeah, there are waves probably going right through your head right now, one ear and out the other.
So yeah, so we'll have those, and those are really fun. I had a chance to use it, and it's pretty wild. So that'll be great. We've also got, as you mentioned, some audio books, and so we'll actually put those books on, and they come with like a video that we'll have projected onto this big screen in our theater, and then that kind of talks about different cultures and how they explained the eclipse.
Yeah, I've always wondered, like, the first people who experienced an eclipse, what did they freak out? They were like, oh no!
Bend over and kiss your butt goodbye. This is it. We are goners.
They stole the sun!
So my question is, because you said everything's science, and maybe you don't know the answer to this, so it's not fair to put you in this corner, but I'm going to ask. When the moon passes in front of the sun, do the tides rise? Do the oceans go down? Do water levels change? Because, you know, they say nighttime, high tide, low tide, but this happened?
You know what, Steve? I don't know about the tides, but I do know that there's been research with previous eclipses around the world. And what they do find in general is that, and this makes sense, the temperature drops, right? Because the sun's not shining. Temperature drops. I think they said an average of 10 degrees. Wow. Birds will start to go quiet and start to roost.
Really?
As if it is
nightfall.
Animal noises in general, for a lot of animals, they'll become more quiet as if they're getting ready for bed. But some research with some animals actually showed that they became more vocal and agitated. So it was like they knew something wasn't right. Something was off.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've talked about during this eclipse, too, and as our science, right, gets better and our tools for measurement get better, that they're going to be doing more research on animals and birds and kind of why this happens and what's happening and if there's a difference between species of animals. So so there's all sorts of, like, really cool things that happen during an eclipse interesting to note.
I'm planning on having a nap at about 12:50 in the afternoon on Monday, because it'll be like, oh, it's nighttime. I'll wake up. Oh, but that was a quick day.
Honk shoo.
Quick night. All right, so the Discovery Center Museum is where all these activities are happening this weekend, correct?
Yes, between 11 and 3. In addition to that, we're going to have special projects in our makerspace and our art studio. We're going to, have some other things going on as well. So lots of things going on between 11 and 3, all included with museum admission, which is $10 a person.
All right, and the website to find out more?
DiscoveryCenterMuseum.org, O-R-G.
Thank you so much for the safety glasses, the official ones. And again, you can buy these while supplies last at the Discovery Center Museum. Get them while you can for the big eclipse on Monday.